A man sounding flustered and out of breath made a 911 call to the Coronado Police Department at 6:48 on a Wednesday morning.
"I got a girl hung herself in the guest house," the caller said, but he didn't know the address. "It's on Ocean Boulevard across from the hotel, the same place that you came and got the kid yesterday."
The caller was Adam Shacknai, whose brother Jonah, a multi-millionaire pharmaceutical tycoon, owned the historic beachfront home just down the street from the Hotel Del Coronado. Adam, a 47-year-old tugboat captain who hauled barges up and down the Mississippi River, either forgot or didn't know that Jonah's summer house was a local landmark known as the Spreckles Mansion. He also sounded so confused that he got the timing wrong about the day paramedics had attended to his nephew after a tragic fall from an interior balcony. The police dispatcher promptly passed Adam over to the fire dispatcher, who needed an address to send paramedics.
"What's wrong?" she asked.
"She hung herself, man. I just woke up," Adam said, panting, in a 5-minute 911 call peppered with grunting, cussing, and a mysterious 8-second muted pause.
After Coronado police officers pulled up to the cream-colored mansion a few minutes later, they entered through the front door, which was wide open, and scurried through the house to the rear courtyard. There, not in the guest house as Adam had stated, they found the body of a woman in her early 30s, lying on the grass next to a brick walkway between the main house and the guest house. But this was no ordinary death scene. The woman's slender, athletic body was not only completely naked, but her wrists were bound behind her with red boating rope, which was also tied around her neck and ankles. A blue t-shirt used as a gag was wrapped around her neck on top of the rope, and her knees were bent to the side in an almost 90-degree angle. Above her, a long piece of the same red rope hung down from the iron railing of the second-story balcony. Although Adam reported her death as an obvious suicide, it appeared far more suspicious and elaborate than that to the sheriff's homicide detectives who were called out to the scene minutes later. How, they wondered, could a woman tie up and gag herself, then jump over a balcony with not just her hands tied behind her, but her ankles bound together as well? What woman would do this while naked? And more important, why? And why didn't Adam ever mention on the call that he knew the woman? His brother's girlfriend, Rebecca Zahau.